This afternoon, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 John as we continue our study through John. And John is writing his letter to the church. And last time we were looking at First John chapter 5, and we got through the first three verses. This afternoon I want to look at verses 4 and 5. So I'd like to read those verses for you. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Let's just open in prayer. Father, I pray that you just speak to us through your word. Help us to understand how we are to be overcomers. And Lord, help us to realize that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which shows of our faith and trust in you. Lord, now speak to us through your word this afternoon, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that we've been talking about, and that all you have to do is pick up the newspaper or any source almost, and you'll see all of the absolutely crazy things that are going on in the world. Shortly before I came, I saw that there's flooding. There's unbelievable rainstorms happening in Las Vegas and Germany and all kinds of places all over the world. Amir Sarfati had these updates on his website. Also talking about very bizarre weather in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, having rain and tremendous windstorms there and sandstorms. And at the time that's going on, there was another update that had all of the wildfires, and it's not just Canada and the United States, but it's all over the world where there's all these wildfires. One can be overcome with all of the disaster news, but Jesus said that these things were going to happen. But the thing is, our faith and hope isn't in this world system. Our faith and hope is in Jesus Christ. And we have a hope that should enable us to have peace in the midst of all the turmoil that's around us. That's what John is writing about here. He's been talking about testing the spirits, not getting deceived by false spirits that want to think that they're the ones in control and want you to follow a false belief system that would yield to them. One of the things that was mentioned by someone before the service is either this afternoon or this morning after this morning service or this afternoon about how people have so much time on their hands today, and it gives them more time to get involved in the occult. And the occult is the false belief systems that Satan puts forth, where he wants us to believe, you have to believe this in order to get your life in order. Well, John is telling us, wait a second here. Let's take a look at these two verses. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. What is born of God? That's the first question we need to ask. Who is he speaking of? Well, if you're sitting here this afternoon and you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've had your sins forgiven, and you are a son or daughter of the living God, you are the one that John is speaking of. We are the ones that are born again. We are the ones that have been born and delivered out of this world system and come into a relationship with God. This morning we were talking about some of the same thoughts that Peter wrote in his second letter to the church in chapter 1. The overcoming of the world, developing godly character, and living a godly life. Well, as we do that, we have something that the world doesn't have, and that is the Spirit of God residing in us, our sins forgiven, and the power of God in our lives. If you look at people that, and one of the things, again, we need to look at those who have gone before us to learn from them as well, from their lives and how they lived. One of the things that I like to read about is missionaries and what they've done and how God used them to overcome in circumstances that seemed impossible. What is happening in the world today seems to be intensified because, number one, we have media that we've never had before, so we can know what's going on all the way around the earth in just a matter of seconds, through the internet and through emails and everything else. In the past, they didn't have that, so consequently, you wouldn't know what was happening to people on the other side of the world for maybe weeks or months or sometimes even years. Today, we know just about immediately. Well, that can also stir in the hearts of people great fear. Well, we're not to be a people that are filled with fear, but we're to be filled with a spirit that is not filled with dread and fear, but filled with hope and peace. And as we are filled with hope and peace, that is done by our walk with the Lord. He says, we are overcomers, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. We've overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world in our lives, setting us free, and so that we can be set free to do that. We talked about Daniel this morning, gave an example of his life. He lived in a terrible situation, yet he overcame and was a light in the midst of that darkness. The whole chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews gives us example after example out of Scripture of individuals who were living in circumstances not unlike ours today, but yet their faith was in Christ and they overcame their circumstances as God worked in their hearts and lives. Already this afternoon, we've had, during our prayer time, answers that God has given to prayer. And God hears and answers our prayers, and we do not understand the power of prayer, nor do we understand the power of walking with Jesus in the face of the turmoil of this dark age. And we are overcomers. We are overcomers through Christ who lives within us. The book of Romans tells us that. We used to have the hymn in one of the songbooks that we used to have, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Perhaps one day we'll change hymnals and get some of those songs again. But that was a powerful song because it was based on Scripture that we are more than conquerors through Christ. And we can conquer the darkness around us. By us living our lives and sharing the gospel, we can overcome the wickedness that is enslaving people's hearts. Some of the things that we prayed for this afternoon, the salvation of individuals that don't know the Lord. You or I can't change one person's heart, but God can convict them. God can open their understanding to the gospel, that they would be drawn to a desire to know Jesus. And He can use us to be light in the midst of the darkness and use us to share His word. We can be overcomers in that way. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And one of the things that troubles me is I've listened to some of the rallies that they're holding around the United States that are rallies to bring back sanity to our government and bring back sanity to our country. But very seldom do you hear a strong call for faith in Christ. And you never hardly ever hear anybody mention you need to repent. People need to repent and give up their worldly ways, even as believers in Christ, and come to follow Christ, and that we will be overcomers by our faith in Jesus. We were reading, I was listening, and I forget exactly where I heard about it. I think it was, I better not say the source because I'm not sure. But I was reading the article about an individual, and they had faith in Christ, and there were some people that came, and they were going to, the object was that they were going to come in and kill these people because of their commitment to the Lord and the things that they were standing for. And they had actually come, and this person was, he and his wife were walking out of a theater. Some individuals came up that they were going to kill them. They'd been assigned by the people that were really driven by Satan to murder them. They came up to kill them. They couldn't fire their guns. Their guns kept misfiring. The bullets wouldn't go, and finally they just ran away. I've heard of that happening more than once. And I remember David Hawking, when he was preaching here, he's saying, people ask him, when are you going to, aren't you afraid of death? He says, no, I'm not afraid of death. And they said, well, you know, you're getting older, your health isn't the best. And David had faced death at least two times that he shared with us, where they told him he was dying and he was going to die. But he said, God isn't going to allow me to die until my time on earth is done, according to him. And he has no more need to have me be a witness or use me in this world. And until that time, I need to do what he called me to do, and I don't have to be afraid. And the thing is, that is what we should be as Christians, not filled by fear, but realizing God has given to us that type of opportunity, and that it's his power and his protection. We do not understand, he said that he's, in the book of Hebrews, it talks about that he has angels that surround us, and that angels are his servants to minister unto his saints. Sometimes we don't understand the significance of that either. And the fact that each one of you here, if you look back in your life, you may have realized there's times where you probably should have died. There's times where things should have happened and they didn't. Well, that could have been angelic intervention by the Lord on your behalf, because God wants you to do something for him yet and still has a purpose for you. And so we see here that he tells us that our faith is not to be in this life. Our faith isn't to be in our position. Our faith isn't to be in our bank account. But our faith is to be in the Lord. And that faith will enable us to be overcomers, and it will enable us to overcome the world and to stand against it. The Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians tells us to stand in spiritual battle. And as we're standing, we're enabled to stand because of our faith in Christ and what he's done for us by giving to us the whole armor of God, which Paul speaks of. Verse 5, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Now, I wanted to tell you, it's interesting. There are cults out there that they would say they're Christian, but they do not hold to the belief that Jesus is the Son of God. And guess what? They can't overcome the world. As a matter of fact, they will be, to one degree or another, promoting a world philosophy. There are some of these cults that are preparing themselves to look for the Antichrist instead of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of their belief system, which is a false system that doesn't acknowledge Jesus as Lord. The only way that you can become an overcomer is to be an overcomer through the one that's overcome, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ overcame the world as the Son of God, sent into the world to die and pay the penalty for our sin, and to pay the penalty that would set us free from the reality of death. You and I do not have to fear being separated from God, but we know that even if we physically die in this lifetime, before the Lord would return to gather his saints unto himself in the rapture, that if we should die before that, the Apostle Paul tells us what that means. It means to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We have nothing to fear. And the thing is, the Apostle John is writing this to these people because they were facing all these false teachers. Unless we think that they lived in a different era, they lived during the time of the Roman Empire. And I want to tell you, the Roman Empire, especially at the end of the Roman Empire, was every bit as debased, ungodly, and wicked as they're seeing in the world today. Yet these people stood and did not compromise their faith, did not compromise their lifestyle, did not compromise their attitudes, did not compromise what they shared, but walked in the power of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus was the one that enabled them to be overcomers. Jesus, as I mentioned in my prayer earlier, in the book of Revelation, gives us the definition of what makes us an overcomer. The Word of God tells us that an overcomer is one who overcomes by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That is how you overcome the world. By the blood of the Lamb, because Jesus shed his blood that we are no longer part of this world. We talked this morning about the great deliverance that occurs when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And as we come to accept him as our Savior, we're delivered out from under and the control of this world system. We are now under the direction of God's Spirit. And so that you and I can, in being set free from this world, have already overcome it through Jesus. And then by the word of our testimony, we're confessing that Jesus has done for this for us. And we're confessing that Jesus is greater than the world system that is out there trying to come against us and trying to get us to be kowtow in fear and not stand for truth. The world system that says you can't overcome. I remember there's an example given in Fox's Book of Martyrs about a believer who had lived out in the desert and been really isolated from much of society for much of his life after he had come to know Christ. And he ended up in Rome. And this is during the time of the Roman Empire and during the time of the gladiators. And he had gone to, because he went to the Colosseum because he heard all this noise, and so he went to the Colosseum to see what was happening. He got inside and he was horrified as he saw men battling each other and animals for the sport of seeing them kill one another and people cheering as they were killing one another. And this bothered him so much that God convicted him, you've got to do something. He went down and he started yelling and shouting and saying, what you are doing violates the whole purpose of why God created. And he spoke out against what was happening. And all of a sudden, the crowd became silent. And this little hermit of a guy that really had no experience with Rome and really had no power or position went down and confronted a whole Colosseum full of people seeking blood. And as he confronted them, and in their silence, all of a sudden, one of the gladiators ran him through and killed him. And all of a sudden, the silence was deafening. And they got up and they began to leave the Colosseum. And it says that that was the end, the beginning of the end of the Roman gladiators. Sometimes God can use us in various ways, and we do not understand the significance of our taking stands, and that we are greater than this world spirit, and that we have the ability and the message that can set men free and can cause the wickedness that is going on, men to be set free from the control of it. And John is telling us that in these verses. And so in closing, just read these two verses again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. That is the mark of our faith. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, I pray that you just speak to us and help us to understand the truth that you have for us. Help us to be overcomers, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In closing, if you'd turn with me to 432, faith is the victory. 432.